Today is Tuesday, the 21st of March, 2017. I think I might have said 2016 on the last episode. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Adam. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Geeky Gay, which is my personal journal podcast where I tell you all of the intricate little personal details of my life. And to some, that might be boring. And to others, that might be fascinating. You know, I will say this. I have always found that the little intricate, like weird details of people's lives, I find those interesting. I've always found those interesting, and I don't know why. Now, I don't normally listen to personal journal podcasts a lot myself because I feel like people need someone to talk to. So that's why I've always said, oh, don't feel like you have to listen to my personal journal podcast because I'm just sitting there talking into a microphone and maybe it's going to really bore you. But regardless, so previously on this little show, we were talking about whale watching. Now, I know for those of you who are listening to the podcast later, you are hearing about this. I'll see you Thursday. You're hearing it about 5 days after you heard the first one. And so, in the first one, I was talking about the whale watching. So you may not remember where we were in the story. So previously, we had gotten on the boat, and the captain had given us all this fascinating information about the Navy and Mexico and turn your data roaming off on your phone because at one point we might get close enough to the Mexican cell towers that you'll have roaming and it'll cost you money. And then he had told us how you spot a whale. And the way you spot a whale is the spout. So they will dive down and they will stay underwater for a certain amount of time. It's not always predictable, but they communicate between the various captains, and they knew that the whales that were there that day, or the whales that were swimming by on Saturday, were diving down for about 6 minutes. So in between whale sightings, it was going to be about 6 minutes. So he said, you'll see a spout off in the distance, and that'll happen 4 or 5 times. And then right before they dive, they'll arch their back. So that's when you'll see their back. And then sometimes, if you're lucky, they'll flip their tail up in the air and then they'll go down. So we, and here's what happens. So we're all on the top deck of this boat. And we did, luckily enough, after about, I don't know, an hour, we saw our first little spout. And the captain says, okay, we're gonna go over to this, to where you saw that spout so that you guys can get a good look at this whale. So we go over there, and then sure enough, we see the back of a whale. And then Mark has his camera. All I have is my cell phone. So I can't do any zooming because, the zoom on a cell phone camera sucks. And we were far enough away that if I had taken a picture with my cell phone, it would have been a little gray blob in a black ocean. And so Mark had his Canon camera though, so, or maybe it's a Nikon. Now, anyway, whatever it is, it has a zoom on it. And so he was able to get a shot of like the fin coming up. And I would say during the course of the next hour and a half, we probably saw 5 or 6 different gray whales. And a couple of times some dolphins came by. There was one time when I was about 50 yards away from the whale. I think that's about as close as they came up to the boat. But I don't know. There's something about creatures that are that big. I have a book. I'm going to run over to the shelf and get that book. For those of you listening on the podcast, this silence will be truncated. So it'll seem like no time at all. And MibV9XZ1S in the chat room says, hey, Adam. Hey, Mib, how are you? But I'm going to run and get this book. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So it's on my shelf in my studio. And this book is called Is a Blue Whale the Biggest Thing There Is? And this book was given to me. You know those people who want to give you these inspirational gifts? So when I graduated high school, my godparents gave me this book. And it's a children's book, but it basically is talking about, well, I'll read a little bit of it, shall I? So it says, this is a book about the universe and other very big things. So it uses very big numbers, even millions and billions. To remind you just how big those numbers are, try first counting to a smaller number, 100. At normal speed, that should take about 1 minute. Keep on counting and you'll reach 1,000 in about 12 minutes. If you decide to continue counting to 1,000,000, don't plan on doing anything else for a while. Counting for a steady 10 hours a day, it will take about 3 weeks. If you are really ambitious and would like to count to a billion, you'd better make that your career. Counting 12 hours a day, it will take you more than 50 years. We hope you enjoy this book. It has some hundreds and thousands and lots of millions and billions. Will it give you big ideas? You can count on it. So you see a flipper of a blue whale, and it says, this is the tale of a blue whale. The flipper parts are called flukes. Just the flukes all by themselves are bigger than most of Earth's creatures. Here's the whole whale. It's not just bigger than most of Earth's creatures. It's bigger than all of them. A blue whale can grow to be 100 feet long and weigh 150 tons. It's the biggest animal that ever lived. But of course, a blue whale is not the biggest thing there is. Anyway, so I won't read the whole book, but you guys can go out and get it. So the next thing they're saying, if you put 100 blue whales in a big jar and then put two of those jars on a large platform, and then you stacked those platforms up 10 platforms high, then that tower of whale jars would look small balanced on top of Mount Everest. So it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Then it says you could stack Mount Everest on top of itself and then yada, yada, yada. And at the end, it talks about it's one of those really, don't think your problem is so big, because think about how many big things there are in the world. So it's cool, though. I mean, it's a cool book. I like to read it from time to time. It's written by Robert E. Wells, and it says, is a blue whale the biggest thing there is? So we did a lot of whale watching. It was super fun. And luckily, like I said, we saw 5 or 6 whales. And I was so excited. It was so much fun. And then we did do a couple of beaches. But when I say we did a couple of beaches, we went to the beach, put our little towel out, and, sat there for, 15, 20 minutes and watched the waves and took some photos and did some stuff like that. The beach that we went to on Coronado, which is where one of the listeners recommended I go to the hotel, they had had a leak. Somehow sewage got into the ocean. And so they had all these signs up, danger, do not swim, raw sewage. So that was nice. And then we didn't get to go to the hotel because we didn't have time, but I did see the hotel from outside. And then we had, and I didn't mention Friday night, we had a really late dinner after SeaWorld. We went back to the hotel, rested, and then we had a really late dinner at a place called Seersucker that was really good. And then we, after the beaches on Saturday, we met some friends of Mark's, and he's the godfather of their daughter. And so that was fun as well. And that was in Balboa Park. So we got to walk around Balboa Park and play Pokemon for a while. And then Sunday, we kind of did everything that we hadn't done that we could fit in. So we went to Point Loma, which is the most southernmost tip of San Diego. And it's on a little peninsula. And there's a Navy base there and a monument. And there are tidal pools that you can look at. And it's just a cool little area. There's a military graveyard. And so we kind of poked around there. We ate in Little Italy, and we had a good time. We had some good food there, and we just kind of poked around. It did start raining Sunday afternoon, so we did get a little bit wet, but we went back to the hotel, got cleaned up. We continued to do P90X during this entire trip. So we did our P90X, and then we went to the pool and the hot tub, did that because we wanted to do that once, and we were leaving on Monday. And then we wanted a late dinner. So we found a last minute late dinner spot, and they were literally closing in 15 minutes. When they set us down, the waitress came up, and the first thing she said is, the kitchen's closing in 5 minutes. But that was probably the best food we had while we were there. I wish I remembered the name. But if anyone's going to San Diego, you can email me and I can get you the name. And it was the food was fantastic. It was really good. And then we went to Rich's, which is the gay club that was mentioned. And we stayed there for about an hour or so. They did have go-go boys or go-go dancers, whatever you want to call them. And so, of course, that's my favorite part. I'm not a big club person, so we stayed for about an hour and then I was ready to go. When we got, so all in all, the trip to San Diego was a lot of fun. There was so much more we could have done, though. We didn't get to do the zoo or the safari park. We didn't get to do the nude beach, although the weather probably wasn't conducive, like I said, to being at a beach for very long. We couldn't have swam because it was not quite warm enough. And it wasn't really sunny enough to do a lot of sunbathing, which I try not to do anyway. I think because of the whale watching, I got one of the worst sunburns that I've had in a long time. I didn't really think that I was going to get sunburned, and I didn't feel it because it was kind of cloudy. But when we got home on Monday, my forehead was like caked with peeling skin and my lips, and it caused me to get a fever blister, or it activated a fever blister. I normally get those about once a year. Ugh, it's so gross. And I didn't want to go to work because I don't want people seeing this big scabby thing on my lip. So for the past week and a half, I've been working from home because I don't want people to see this thing on my face. And I think it was triggered by the sunburn that I got. But so we had a really good time, and nothing has really happened since we got back. Other than, you know, I've been staying at home a lot because I haven't been able to play my trumpet, so I couldn't play in church for the past two Sundays. And I've been at home, like, soaking my lip with, I use nail polish remover and tea tree oil and salt water and, like, alt peroxide and all this other stuff. But it's taking a while for the scab to completely go away, and I don't want people to see me. So that's horrible. Gross. So it was a really fun trip. We had a good time, and there's so much else though. I don't want to brag, but my bonus was really good this year. And so I've been trying to figure out, I was like, I'm going to get myself one thing. And I mentioned on the last episode, not the last one, but the one before I went on the trip, that I had been looking at iPad Pros, and I wasn't sure if it was worth spending the money because I wanted to use it as a music reader. And I finally just bit the bullet and purchased one, but it's not going to be here for 2 weeks. So I'll have to give you guys a review. And I did some other shopping because I have to be quiet about this, but Mark needed a laptop. So I may or may not have purchased him a laptop. Shh, but he'll know by the time this comes out. But I'm worried because he might think that's too expensive a gift, but it was a great bonus and he's been needing one for years. And so I really wanted to do something nice. So I went ahead and did it. So we'll see. I hope it doesn't backfire. Like, it doesn't backfire on me. But I did that. And really, other than just staying at home and working out, I haven't done anything else since I got back. So hopefully I'll be healed enough to go back to work on Monday. But we did get a couple of voicemails. So I want to go ahead and play those. And let's see if I can pull those up. All right, so here is our first voicemail.
Yes, this is DJ Starsage of the Faraway Nearby podcast. I'm calling the celebrity death phone. Richard Hatch, actor from Battlestar Galactica, dead at 71.
Ta-da! I still don't have the soundboard with all the sound effects on it. Yeah, Richard Hatch died. This actually came in... back on February 7th, but I just am now getting a chance to play it. So yeah, DJ Starsage, you are the second person. So the first person for our new celebrity death phone is, of course, RT Cruiser. And so you're going to be the second person. So now we have $4 in the pot for the big contest. Anyway, thanks for calling in. If you guys, if a celebrity dies, I am having a contest where, just like the one we had on Dubious Intent, you call in. And if you're the first person to call in for the celebrity death phone, for whoever that person is, then your name gets put in a pot and $2 is added. And at the end, whenever we announce the winner, you get, whoever wins gets the entire pot of money. So thanks for calling in, DJ. So you guys can call. It's the same phone number, 229-234-7587, and you can call in and leave a voicemail, or you can call the celebrity death phone. So our next one comes in from Carrie. So let's have a listen.
Hey, it's Carrie. I don't know. This is also the Dubious Intent, and I don't know if you're going to play it on the air or whatever, but I ain't got time to sit down and send you a message because I'm you know, packing my house up and everything before we move this weekend. But I was just listening to your latest episode of DCA, because it's latest lunch, and you were saying your parents eat so early that you've never met anyone to eat earlier. And then you said dinner was at 6.
Yeah?
If that is so early, what time do you eat dinner?
It is
early.
We eat
dinner at 5 here. Sometimes we don't even make it to 5.
Oh, my God.
It's 4:30.
Do you live...
So, if you eat...
Okay, Carrie, wait a minute. Do you live in a nursing home? Like, nursing homes eat at 5 o'clock. I don't understand. Why do people eat at 4:30? Okay, what time do you go to bed? So I go to bed. So I want you guys to write in. So seriously, I want you guys to write in and I want you to tell me, first of all, what time do you go to bed at night? And then I want you to tell me, what time do you eat dinner? Because, oh my God, 4:30, I go to bed somewhere between 11:30 and 12 o'clock at night. So if I ate my dinner, first of all, I'm still at work at 4:30. I usually don't get home from work until 6 o'clock, we'll say. And then I've got to work out and we've got to, you know, do all this, the stuff that you've got to do. And you need to wind down, change clothes, do all that stuff. And then you've got to cook something or order something or whatever you're going to do. So yeah, of course I don't eat. So I don't eat until usually 8 or 8:30. But if I eat at 4:30, I would be hungry again by 9 o'clock, and I don't go to bed till 11:30 or 12. So I'd be snacking or something. I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm weird, but you guys, seriously, email in or call in and tell me when you eat dinner, because I didn't think I was strange. I know in Spain and other countries, some of them don't eat dinner till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. So I don't think I'm weird.
If 6 is late, I don't know. You would be ready for lunch when we eat dinner. Anyways, that's my little tidbit. I am still listening, especially now that I'm moving. I'm trying to listen to, you know, that's the best thing to do while you move and listen to podcasts. So I'm enjoying. I don't know if I'll ever make it back into live shows or anything because life is crazy. But
well, I have.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, Carrie. Thanks for calling. I have so many people in the live chat room that, you know, Carrie, you would be one of the masses of people in the chat room. But so anyway, thanks for the call. No, so seriously, guys, write in or call me and let me know about your eating habits, because I don't know, maybe that's really boring, but I want to know about your eating habits. So let me know. I don't know. I've always thought, I mean, I don't want to get hungry again. I guess that's the main thing. I don't want to get hungry again. And if I eat at, I don't know, if I eat it at 4:30 in the afternoon, 4:30. I mean, who's home? I mean, Carrie's a housewife, so she's home with her kids. But is her husband home? 4:30 is, sometimes I don't eat lunch until 1:30 or 2. And so if I ate dinner at 4:30, it'd be crazy. It'd be super crazy. But regardless, so we had a really good time in San Diego, like I said, and I would recommend anyone go. But we don't plan enough time. We wanted to take a little long weekend because we didn't want it to be too expensive. We didn't want to waste too much of his vacation time because he doesn't get as much vacation as I do. And we're thinking about going to the Philippines next February. So he's trying to save up. His mom's birthday, Mark's mom's birthday, is in February of next year. And he wants to go there. He's going to stay for 2 or 3 weeks, he thinks. But I'm not going to do the whole family thing, probably. I'm going to, I don't even know that he's out to his parents. I don't think he is. But so I'm not going to do the whole, but they're going to have a birthday party for his mom and do all that kind of stuff. And then I'm going to go over for like the last week that he's there. And we're going to go to Boracay or one of the big, you know, major like touristy beaches or something like that. So we're trying to save up his time. The other thing I want to do, so I might be taking a 2-week vacation, spending the first week in Cambodia and then with Tim from Alaska, and then flying on to the Philippines from Cambodia. So Tim doesn't even know, but I know Tim is, although Tim, you might have to change your trip to Cambodia because I think you normally go in January. You might have to go in February because I don't know. You might have to go in February for this to work out, for us to be able to sync our schedules. So we need to talk. So we really, you know, we didn't want to use up all of our vacation. Plus we really like to do a big vacation for our anniversary, which is it's July 4th. And so normally we want to do that during the summer. And after Hawaii last year, I have no idea, like no idea what we're going to do. I don't know how we're going to top Hawaii because Mark doesn't want to leave the country because of our new president. And he's not a citizen. He's just on a work visa. And he thinks because of our new president, they're not going to let him back in. So we can't go on any vacations that are outside the country. So I don't know. There's nothing better than Hawaii. Or, you know, there's no vacation that's really better than Hawaii that's inside the United States. I don't know. I don't know what we should do. I guess there's somebody mentioned there's like an Alaskan cruise, but and I want to do a cruise. I don't know. I'm not sure, but we've got to figure out something to do for our summer trip. And it sounds like all I ever do is travel. But that's not, I love to. I wish I was a travel blogger or something. Although I tried the whole YouTube channel and that didn't work out too well because the editing of the videos is so excruciatingly slow a process. And I feel so weird on camera, like talking into a cell phone camera, that I wasn't able to do that. But I wish I was paid to just travel. That'd be cool. All right, guys. Well, that gets you caught up on the trip and the last couple of weeks. For more information, you can go over to geekygay.com to see these episodes. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. Email me and let me know when you eat dinner. You can call 229-234-7587. And you can either call for the celebrity death phone when a celebrity dies, or you can just leave a voicemail. You can also tell me what time you eat dinner on a voicemail. All right, I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.